Welcome back. It's Minsu, the Gold Standard Podcast. I am so excited to be here, and I am sure that you are excited to hear me back as well. So the Gold Standard is about how we can be better than we were yesterday. It's all about being better, not the better than other people, just better than yourself. So today, again, my friend Joey. My friend, a producer Joey, is here.
I am here, indeed. First thing I noticed when I came in, your wrist, is that a wrapping? Like, what happened?
Yeah, so I got my second injury from playing jiu-jitsu.
Ouch.
I am actually going for my first competitions in maybe a week, but then I was sparring with a brown belt. And actually, I got twisted my wrist, and then I can't really, you know, work on my wrist anymore. So I have to get off for, I don't know how long it's going to take, but here I am.
So what happened? You were rolling, you were grappling, and then...
Yeah, we were doing sparring. And actually, well, I'm sure he's trying to help me, you know, improving my skills for getting ready for my first competitions. We were rolling, and his weight was on my... like hand, so wrist got really, I mean, my wrist is so weak, I can't really handle the full weight. So I heard something popped on my wrist.
Yeah.
Ouch, you know, it's like, oh my God, and it hurt pretty bad. And I'm not a crying baby person. I didn't mean to cry, but like, it was so hurt that I was just crying.
Did you actually cry?
Yeah, so it was like, oh, embarrassing, but yeah. So I was so frustrated because I was so excited about this first competitions, and when you get injured, then you have no idea how bad it is gonna be, and it depends on, but it could be like a month or 3 months or sometimes like 6 months. So it was just painful for me to think about this, because not only just jiu-jitsu, but I can really do my upper body strength training as well. So I am, but that's what's happening. So hopefully, cross your fingers.
Yeah, fingers crossed. You
yes.
Like, what about the guy? Was it it was a guy, right?
Yes,
the brown
it was
belt.
A guy, brown belt, like 82 or 5 kilogram,
yeah.
Which is
175 around,
yeah.
Maybe.
Heavy guy.
Big lad.
Yeah.
So you were just rolling, grappling. His weight more or less pushed down on your wrist, and you hurt some.
Yeah, so I'm sure he maybe tried to do something, maybe trying to do some skills. I don't know what happened, but... it just happened.
Was he sorry at all? Or did he say, serves you right, don't mess with a brown belt?
Well, you know what? You might not believe this, but he was my coach. So,
okay.
You know, some people say like, oh, you know what? You gotta move to another, like, you know, places, whatever. But I'm sure his intention was not to hurt me, but to teach me or help me to, you know, using my skills. But just, you know, didn't happen. Like that.
Have you got to train since?
No, I'm taking off. Like, I want to make sure my wrist get healed like 100% before I do anything else, because otherwise it's going to be even worse. You don't want that. When you get injured, make sure you get the full rest, because what's more important is permanent things. So it's really hard for, if you're a competitive person, an athlete, and then you have a very important like tournament or competitions, then, but still, if you're broke and if your body is breaking out and then it doesn't work, then the better or the smarter or the best way is just wait until you are ready for, like, full healed, and then wait for the next one.
Yeah, nice. Afterwards, though, in the aftermath of the fight or the role, the practice, did you want to quit? Did you feel like, screw this,
more
jiu-jitsu,
you know,
second injury?
Yeah, it's my second injury. So I just, you know, it's funny. The first injury was my right wrist, and it was sparring with a black belt.
Okay.
It's a guy.
Yeah.
And for some reasons, this dude was like really harsh on me. Like, he's trying to really prove his skill. So, well, I will do it in there, but then he did the armbar on me, but my wrist got twisted, and then he just pushed it, and I got hurt. So, it's like, you know, I don't think he really has to do that, because he's not a white belt. He's not competing, or it's not a tournament, but he was there to teach me or help me the skills. And I was frustrated because I hate being injured, because obviously it was really bad. And this time as well, once you get injured, it's hard for you to do even daily things, you know? I can't really wash dishes or folding my clothes. It's so annoying.
Good excuse to get out washing dishes. I'd love to, but jiu-jitsu injury.
Yeah, so yeah, I thought about it, because not just about the sports, but I do have my own things, you know? My main thing was more weight training, body weight. I do my own job and things like that around, you know, my lifestyle. And I was thinking, is it gonna be really helpful, you know? Do I wanna be injured like this all the time and not being able to do what I'm supposed to do? So I just thought about it, should I quit it? But then I thought about why I started. So this is one of my tips. Every time I wanna quit on something, I just think about why I started, the real reasons. And then I thought about it, and yeah, you know what? It hurts, but I have a bigger visions. I know what I want to do this. And if I quit this, then I already spend, you know, a month, like 5-6 months. And I already told people that what I'm aiming for this year. So I just like, yeah, let's do it again.
Okay, so you don't want to back out, you want to keep going.
No, I'm not a loser.
So, but obviously this means you can't do the first jiu-jitsu tournament you're planning on. Is there another one coming after that, or are you going to wait till summer, or what's the break?
It all depends on how my wrist reacts. So luckily this time is not as bad as my first injury. So I'm feeling so much better now than the first day, you know, I got injured. So I don't think, though, I'm not going to be able to do the one that I was going to do it. But possibly in 2 weeks, I might be able to compete. But again, if I still, because right now I can't really push any weights on my wrist. So it would be stupid if I'm just competing, ignoring my pain, because that means I'm not going to do well on my competition. And I don't want that become my excuse. So I want to be fully prepared for my first competitions. And it all depends on my risk. And I want to make sure that I am 100%.
Right.
So we'll see.
Listen to your body.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the things, though, when you do something as a hobby, like I'm on a football team and sometimes people get injured, right? So it affects their, you know, play on a Saturday. They have to go to work on a Monday if they've injured their leg. Then people say to them, like some people aren't full of sympathy. They'll say, it's your own fault.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be playing football if you know the risks. So if you hurt your leg and you can't work properly on Monday, that's your own fault. So you should quit, or why do you do it?
Yeah.
How about in your case, if you hurt your wrist doing jiu-jitsu, don't people say, well, it's your own fault. Why do you do jiu-jitsu? You should concentrate on just doing your fitness stuff.
Yeah, so it's back to the main thing, like why I started. So if it was just me starting for fun, then yeah, why not? Just quit it. You know, it's for fun, then find something else that's not going to help hurt you. But for me, the reason why I started jiu-jitsu is, the first is it's great way to do the self-defense. I think I mentioned before in my podcast, you never know what's going to happen to you. And as a female and living in this crazy world, and you want to make sure that you have the way to protect yourself without having your boyfriend or father or brother, you know, because you never know what's going to happen to you. So that was the first reason why I'm doing this. I think that jiu-jitsu is one of the greatest way to do, like, protect yourself. The second reason is about, like, my training. It's a great way to do body weight training, because I'm doing a lot of, like, standard, like, body weight the bodybuilding style. It's different. Isolating training is different than, you know, your movement. But why I'm doing this is I was a little bit getting tired, not tired, but more feel like I'm not growing anymore, because I've been
like
champion. Yes, I'm like,
yeah.
I'm champion. I know what I'm doing. I still work out, but I did not really have any this true passion anymore to push myself to the next level, because I already reached my, you know, few goals that, like, I won the championship. I've done this and that. So for me, I need something some changes in my life. It's not like I'm changing from like bodybuilder to a doctor. I'm not saying that it's something that's gonna give me more another way to live my life or push myself. And starting jiu-jitsu is very make me a humble because I become like I'm a white belt, meaning I'm like true student. And I whether I was a champion in bodybuilding or not, I really have to learn what the sport's about, what their philosophy is, and it's just a lot of just experience that I have to learn from. So I wanted to take the time where I can be humble again and being more student, but also reaching my next goals. And I wanted to see how far I can go to. People already know that I have a nice body, but I also wanted to show them, well, it's not just look, but it's more the function, and like I know how to move my body. And I think that that's important, you know? So that's the main thing, challenging yourself, challenging myself to be obviously better in Minsu. That's what this gold standard's about, all about, right?
Yeah, exactly. But I can imagine when you first decided, I'm going to do jiu-jitsu, and you told somebody, like, say, your sister or your close friends or maybe even your parents, didn't they kind of go, are you mental?
My
what are you
mom,
doing this for?
My mom hates me. My parents, they hated me. I still hate me. I hate the fact that I'm doing lifting. So being traditional, like Korean parents, and like, you know, girls don't do that. Like, why are you doing this? You're crazy. So they never liked me lifting weights. And it kind of hurt my feeling because I was, you know, hoping that they kind of support me what I'm doing. And I'm actually doing great. And I mean, it's not easy to be number one, you know, when you're doing some sports. But anyway, so when I got like pain or injury, my mom is like so upset with it, like, you crazy, you gonna stop that, you know, why you're doing this, are you crazy? Well, I gotta do what I gotta do, you know, it's my life, and if you believe in something, and there are many people who don't believe in you, or who don't think that that's something that you should do, but you really have to have the reason why you're doing this, not just being stubborn, but I'm not just being stubborn, like doing this, not being responsibility, but I do have a reasons why I'm doing this. So as long as you have that, I think you can handle it and you can get over it. But your main thing is you really have to get something out of that journey. Without having focused goals or mission or the vision, doing something repetitively and not really going anywhere, not improving yourself, then maybe you gotta think about it, you know, maybe you gotta find something else. But other than that, you have to keep pushing and keep challenging yourself.
Right. I'm sure like the listeners to this podcast already know you're goal oriented. You try to get, you know, when you make a plan, you try to finish it. But do you feel you have to justify yourself sometimes, especially to family members or, you know, close friends who question you? Do you feel like it's your job to convince them, or do you just, yeah, you can think like that, I don't care? How do you manage that kind of thing?
See, like, good example would be when I start competing, even when I won the championship in Texas, I did not tell my mom or my dad. They did not know that I was half naked on the stage in front of 1,000 people, you know?
Mortal.
Yeah. So at that time, that I thought that's the best decision that I made. I mean, that was best choice that, well, I know already what they're going to say about this, and they're going to say no, but is it what I want? So then, well, I want to do this because I have reasons why I'm doing this, and I knew it. So I didn't tell my parents back then, or even friends, but rather I like to prove myself that what I'm doing. So like, it doesn't matter what you're telling them, like, you know, why you're doing this, but if you cannot really prove them by act, then I don't think that's not really weak. I mean, you have to have a strong things to show or prove yourself. So what I did was I proved myself, I become the, you know, top, and then now people know who I am here, and I'm on the magazines or TV, and I became who I am.
Oh, like, I saw you on a food bag recently.
Food bag,
yeah. What was that one?
So it was one of the most like popular juk, which is like soup
like
store,
a stew. Yeah, right, right.
Stew store in Korea. And I became the like main model. Also, you see the back, my face on the back. And it's like everywhere in Korea. So something like that, but it takes time to, but I knew, I believe myself, I'm gonna get there. So now my parents, they know me that, oh, Minsu, she's the best in what she does. So now they understand what I'm doing it. I'm not saying they're still happy with it because my parents are old school. They want me to work for like big companies like Samsung or, and then get married or like, you know, having a kids. Like it's very traditional. Well, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that's not bad. I mean, that's good or that's bad. But just, I have my own life. I have my own timeline. So although they are not happy with what I was doing, but I just have to prove myself and keep pushing my dreams and goals and show them.
Right. No, but just to rewind a bit. So you did that Texas competition.
Right.
You won it. Congratulations again.
Thank
but
you.
Pictures and videos from that are probably up and available. But your parents, how did they find out in the end? Because they must have found out at some stage.
I don't think I never showed them my pictures.
They still don't
have Maggie, no. But like maybe years later, I invited my mom to my field, like my first, not my first, but the competition that I won my pro card. So my mom came. I won the show. I got the pro card.
That was in Korea, though.
That was in Korea, but her daughter got the first place and got pro, she wasn't still happy with it. They still not, but I'm not showing them my like bikini pictures, but they see me on TV or they see me on the magazine. So, but you know what's funny? So I never thought that my dad, especially, he's very strict, like traditional Korean man. I never thought that he would be like happy with what I'm doing. But when I was meeting people on my community, like my apartment, they said, oh, your dad showed me your picture. Like you won this show. And then he was like, I was like, oh, my dad is like proud of me, you know?
Yeah, he's secretly proud of his daughter.
So I felt good about it.
No, that's good. But so in that sense, you feel your results speak for themselves, right?
So definitely. So that's the point, though. Like if you do something, you got to be believing in yourself and then you got to know why you're doing this. But also you got to bring the result. You know, without bringing the result, then what is this, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, it's not easy, but I'm sure you can do it if you believe in yourself.
Okay. It's pretty brave to just do it without telling your parents, though, because if they found out and they got really strict and they banned you from doing
what
it,
what
did
they do about it? Nothing. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm kind of sneaky. Not really. I don't know. So, yeah.
But do you think your determination is more powerful than their
opinion?
You?
Yeah. I respect them so much. I love them so much, but they have lived different life. They have seen different things. And my culture or my belief is different than what they have, what they've grown up. So I'm not going to complain about it because they are who they are. It's not their fault that they believe in certain ways because that's how they grown up, you know. That's the life. So I accept them. I respect their opinion. But because of that, they cannot force, you know, myself, me, how to live my life, because at the end of the day, you have to find your happiness for yourself, not from someone else. So if you're doing something to please somebody else, maybe I want you to take some time to really think about, is that something that I want or I love, I like to do it? Or you just do it because your spouse or your family or something else are really forcing yourself to do it.
Yeah, good stuff. But do you think, especially when your parents, because I think it's very interesting, especially in a society like Korea, because parents have a lot of say in their children's lives,
wow,
usually. So in your case, bodybuilding, jiu-jitsu, not exactly traditional things for any Korean, let alone a
girl,
female.
Especially
yeah,
female, yeah.
So how about your siblings? I know they're a newer generation, like they're more, you know, they're similar to your age. Do they ever have opinions, negative opinions about what you're doing?
No, they do not. My sister doesn't just understand. I mean, she's not the person who wanna build muscle. She actually still, like, she doesn't wanna gain muscle. So one of my job is to let her understand, you know, what's important. So, but then she's been working out. She still doesn't wanna gain muscle on her legs, but she's getting better. But my brother and my sister, they do not have any thoughts like that, but they rather, they actually respect what I've done and what I'm doing, because I've been always like this. I've been a kid who are very passionate about some stuff and competitive, and I was doing well in school or in many other things. So I've been like this, you know. It's not like totally means to became like bodybuilder, it's not like that. So with my path or personality growing up, it just, that's the person I am.
Yeah, so they understand who you are, and
yeah,
they support
actually,
you.
Actually, I don't really think that they care about what I'm doing.
They have their own life.
Yeah, it's like, do whatever you want.
Yeah, that's the best way to be, I reckon.
Yeah.
Well, good stuff. So I think that's, so the wrist, it slows you down, but it doesn't stop you. You're going to keep going. You're going to get back to training, and it'll probably make a better story in the end when you get up to your next belt, because it was an easy road, right?
Yep, so it's still my journey. My goal is to get a blue belt in 2017. So I have quite steps to go to, but my goal is to win this competition, maybe 2-3 competition, then I'm safely to get there. So I think I can do it. I can get
I like
belt.
The attitude. Yeah, I'm just going to win 2 or 3 competitions.
Yeah,
not
losing.
No bother. Nice one. Okay. Last episode we had, or 2 episodes ago, it's hard to keep up, this Go Standard podcast, we're doing so many at the moment, but we had some questions like, do you prefer deadlifts or squats, cats or dogs,
uh-huh,
beer or wine, right? So a lot of the listeners, I think they really enjoyed that part. So I've had some messages and emails into the Go Standard podcast, and there's a few more questions.
Okay.
So if you wouldn't mind answering them.
I like that.
A bit of crack. Some of the questions, by the way, listeners, are more suitable to the Go podcast after hours. Maybe one day we'll do some kind of after dark where it's more adult questions about dating and this kind of stuff. So but for now, I'm going to stick to just a few ones that I found pretty funny, and I think the answers could be interesting.
I hope I can understand the questions.
If you
that's
can,
another thing, you
yeah,
know?
We can try and explain them, or you can just pass. But these ones, they didn't really go for stuff like beer or wine. It was more just like in-depth questions, so you don't have to say yes or no. Or
okay.
So, for example, question number one, I found this one quite funny. Can you climb trees?
Oh, can I climb a tree? I have to try. I guess I think I can. But it depends on what kind of tree. You know, I'm not a monkey, so if there are certain things that can grab it, I can do it. But I've done like Spartan race, and there is one of the obstacle was the rope, and then you gotta climb it. You know what I'm talking about? Rope climbing. And I made it. I just ding dong, and I have even the pictures. I can prove this.
I can prove it.
Go
so,
to my Instagram, MinzuGo, and you can find the pictures. Yes.
Nice one. So the answer is yes, I can climb a tree as long as it has branches.
Or if it's something suit, like it depends on like my life is up to that. I'm saying if there's a lion, then I'm sure I'm going to find a way to climb all the way up.
Right. It's all about the motivation.
Yes.
Okay. Good question and great answer. Next one. Who was your favorite teacher and why?
My favorite teacher, you know what? I mean, like just one person that I can think of right now is she's my piano teacher when I was in elementary school. She loved me. She just liked me so much. And you know, when somebody likes you, you can feel that the person, I'm the person's favorite. So because of the feeling, and I think she likes me because I was a student who, you know, try hard. And then, you know, if you are teacher, I'm sure you will like a student who work harder, always, you know, eager to learn. So I was like that. So I had a really good relationship with her. And even later on, she got married and she actually moved to New York. So I recently found like the letters back and forth with her. So she says, hey Minsu, I'm here in New York. And she was saying like, wow, can you imagine like I would go to Texas like even 20 years later, and I found a letter from her. It was like from New York, like 10 years ago. So
where is she from, actually, the teacher?
And she's from Korea, but she got married to her husband, and he went to New York to study. So she went to New York with her, I mean with him.
Okay, and by the way, how are your piano skills?
I played like about 6 or 7 years. So I can read the notes and music notes, and I can play. So, well, maybe next time I will post it, you know, how I can do it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot of teachers listening even, so I mean, that can be some inspiration for
them.
Yes, that,
yes. So please, if you are a teacher, you can actually impact a lot to your students, because the kids are like, they have a like really warm heart. And whatever you make the impact, like they can change, it can change their lives. So I really appreciate all the teachers, nice teachers, who's out there trying to make this, you know, the kids and children to have a bigger goals and dreams. So thank
okay.
you.
Okay, next question I got written down here is, do you think it's okay for men to cry?
Of course, man is a human, you know? And I think that it's weird if somebody like close to you died and he doesn't cry because you think that you're a man. I don't think the real strong, the man is not about the strength or being strong. It's from the how big heart you have, you know? So the heart that you can, you want to help other people, the heart that you respect other people. Like, so I think those are making real men, not, and same thing with the real woman. It's not about the physical things, but it's more for your emotion, your mental and other things. So yes, obviously, if you have something happen to you, makes you cry, then yes, just be real, then that's your feeling. Just, yeah, I think that's great. I mean, that's just totally normal.
Okay, I'm very happy to hear that, because I'm a Manchester United supporter and I've had a lot to cry about recently. So
he died?
Yeah. Just a terrible football team.
Oh.
Then next one, what famous person would you most like to meet?
Well, famous people.
Is there some kind of star? Maybe he or she is listening now. So.
You know what's funny? I've been just thinking about few. I have a list of people that I want to meet. Like you know, kind of my inspirations, my mentor. Of course, I've never talked to them, but just my mentor myself, right? So I wanted to meet Mr. Gary Vee. He's famous on like marketing and media, social media. I wanted to meet Tony Robinson. He's like super powerful. I wanted to meet Elon Musk. I wanted to meet with, I forgot his name. Virgin.
Richard Branson.
Richard Branson, yeah. And I wanted to meet Oprah. I wanted to meet Tim Ferriss. There's so
there's
many
a whole
people.
List.
Yeah, whole list. Like,
Elon Musk would be pretty cool. You could go to Mars. Yeah.
Yes. And then
nice
I just want to hear about, they have the vision.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like fearless. And like, even just listening to them, like, oh, yes, that's right. I want to go for it. But when you actually ask me that question, there's one guy. Normally, I don't follow any, like celebrities, like
yeah.
the actors or movie star. I don't really follow them. But I just one first person I thought about, that is GD.
GD?
You know GD?
G-Dragon?
Yeah. GD is like really famous. Even not even like Asia, but also the Western. So yeah, it's just like, I think that he's a great like talent. And then I appreciate him because it's not easy as a Korean to put the name out there internationally. But he actually made that, you know, it's a bring that value to more global, not just sitting in our territory.
He's a member of
Big Bang.
Big Bang,
yes.
That's right, yeah.
So I really respect, and I want to be someone like that.
Okay. Yes,
I'm Korean, but I'm like influencing the whole world, not
right.
just the reason. You know?
I like great variety, Oprah to G-Dragon.
Yes.
Also,
Oprah to GD.
Everyone is welcome.
GD, if you're listening to this, let me know, and I want to meet with you.
Good. I'm sure he'll be getting a message
yeah.
soon.
But
so,
I don't think he speaks English. That's a problem.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Here's another one. This is a lot simpler, more like before. Strawberries or blueberries?
Blueberries.
Blueberries. Easy. Done. On a man, do you prefer good shoulders or good abs?
Oh, my God. That is
good
like...
Good question.
I would say good shoulders.
Good shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Two more. One's very easy. What is your favorite season?
favorite season. I was growing up in Korea. We do have a four seasons, like spring, summer, fall, and winter. But I like California weather. So I don't know what California weather. It's more Korean style, like from summer to fall. So it's more like late summer, beginning of the fall. That would be
so like warm without the humidity.
Right. That would be the California weather. And it's just the best weather. It's like
okay, so your favorite season is California.
Yes.
And last one, very, I like this question. Who would win in a fight, a wolf or a rhino?
Rhino?
Rhino is the one with the nose horn, like a very angry unicorn.
Angry unicorn? I don't know what that is. Am I missing something here?
Rhinoceros. Rhinoceros. I think in Korean it's called like, it's this, looks like this.
Oh, kopulso?
Yes, that sounds right. So if a kopulso.
Yeah.
Like
kopulso.
A so is like cow, right?
Yes.
So a pointy-nosed cow or a wolf, if they had a fight. A wolf, yeah.
Of course, kopulso.
So the rhino would win
rhino,
for sure?
Yes.
Why?
It's a lot bigger.
Yeah.
And he has a giant, this...
horn thing.
Horn, yeah. And then even with the sides, I don't think the wolf is going to be able to take them. But I think that the wolf, they hunt like team.
Mm,
so,
good
but,
chance.
Yeah, if they are, like, of course, like 10 to 1, I mean, the 10 might be, you know, taking the 1, even though they're big or not. But if he's like 1-on-1, then for sure, yeah.
For sure, the rhino?
Yeah.
That can be your worst.
I don't know. Wolf is not going to go near him or near the kopulso.
You're very right there. Wolves are a lot smarter than that. Yeah, okay, excellent. I really enjoyed reading these questions, and I think Minsu enjoyed answering them. So, yeah, like
and
you said.
I learned a new
animal.
Animal.
Rhino.
I mean, rhino.
Rhinoceros. Okay. If people want to ask questions, where can they find you, by the way? Like, what's the best way to.
Okay, so I recently started my new like webpage, which is betteryoubyminsugo.com. So you can go there. There are daily blogs. You can see a lot of good information, fitness, health, nutrition, anything related to that. And also you can find like a lot of good videos. So go to my website. Please leave a comment below. But also you can find me on social media like Instagram, Minsugo, Twitter. I'm not so much on that. Facebook, official Minsu. And all the like links are gonna be on the show notes, so please check it out. Link with me, and Snapchat is Minsugo as well.
Right, exactly. And yeah, in the show notes we'll have the email address. So if people, that's what they've been doing, just sending emails with their little questions. So we've enjoyed that. All right, I think we're gonna wrap up for now, right? So I'm gonna say goodbye, but first we're gonna hear your tip of the week.
Yeah. So. The gold standard podcast, the tip of the week, my tip of the week is to get out of the comfort zone. So I don't know what your comfort zone is. Just try something new today and then let me know what it is. So leave a comment below. I want to hear. I want to see who has a cooler idea than me. So I'm so excited to be here, and I hope you enjoyed this show, and I look forward for the next podcast. So I will meet you here, same time, same place. See you, bye. No. Stay active and be happy. Bye.
Hello there, Joey here once more. Before you head off, just want to say a very big thank you for listening to The Gold Standard with Minsugo. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a comment on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or whatever medium you use yourself. We really appreciate it, and it does help get the word out. All right, cheers.